Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This is Radio X, and you are listening to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart. Producer Vin is here as well. All right, Vin?
All right, mate.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm glad you're here at the moment because, you know, I never know if you're going to be here or not.
Oh, stop going on about
Dublin
it.
Last weekend. Edinburgh
I was back.
Before.
I came back on time.
Yeah, you aren't really here in spirit, though,
are you? I was physically in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mind was elsewhere, sure.
Part of you has been left in Dublin forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that city anymore. It was my first visit and it sort of broke me a little bit.
It's like when you first tried tequila and you can never have it again. Yeah, exactly. You've done that with Dublin.
Exactly.
I'm sure, Finn, you'll find your love for it yet again. We've had a busy week this week again, haven't we? Some great guests. Kasebe and Marin on Thursday night on the evening show.
That was great fun. You know what I loved about that, which unfortunately you won't get on the podcast, so you have to go and listen again on the website,
yeah,
is the live tracks.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? We went to see them at the Forum just the other week. And, you know, seeing them in a venue where there are about 1,500, 2,000 people is the best place to see them now because they are stadium band now. You know, they're that size.
Yeah, and everyone's jumping. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, and I love going to gigs where you can feel your internal organs rattling around inside you.
Well, make sure you do that. Go to radiox.co.uk and go click on listen again so you can hear the whole stuff. It's
good
brilliant.
At this, Vin. You're really good at this, aren't you? You remember all the stuff we're supposed to do. Who else did we have on the show this week? We had Carl Barat from
Carl
the Liberties.
Yeah, he was unfortunately ill. Yeah. He was meant to be coming in, wasn't he?
Yeah, I love Carl. He's a great character. I've spent a lot of time with him over the years, right? And he said this great thing to me years ago about being a sustainer. You know, I used to give an award out in the newspaper for people who were massive caners. And he said, hang on a minute, what about those of us who do it every single day of the week?
But well, that was sort of the answer to every question you asked was sort of like, yeah, well, I'm used to it.
I know. And he's got a really busy year, right? He's got two kids. He's engaged. He's opening a hotel with the Libertines. He's got loads to talk about. He's got the Jackals going. He's got the Libertines going on. He's got this sort of affable, laid back sort of vibe about him, but he's actually probably one of the hardest working men I know.
He was great. So as we were saying, he was ill, right? So we ended up having him on the phone, but it was lovely.
Yeah,
it was
he's
so
a
fun.
lovely fella. And we did classic albums on Monday night as well, and this week we did the Joshua Tree by U2, which is one of my favourites. If you want to hear that, make sure you stick around and listen all the way through this evening show podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Radio X, the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Kasebe and Days Are Forgotten. I'm Gordon Smart. This is the evening show on Radio X. This is it. It is Kasebe night here on X. For the last 13 years, I've been following a group of lads across the globe as they spread the gospel of British rock and roll. From a farm in rural Leicester, lost nights in New York, nearly missing the birth of my son, headline slots at massive festivals, in the sunshine and the pouring rain, theatre shows from Dundee to the De Montfort Hall. It's been an honour to see their rise to the summit. They are simply world class, ladies and gentlemen. These boys are in the form of their lives, even raising the roof of the Sydney Opera House this year already. But now, just for the good people of Radio X, let's give them some love. Leicester's finest, Sergio Pizzorno and Tom Meehan. Kasebe are in there.
Hey!
Never mind.
Did you write that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It's good.
It's pure poetry, isn't it?
I used to do that for a living. Never mind that nonsense. It's Star Wars Day, boys. Star Wars Day.
Oh,
yes.
God.
I think the trailer's out tonight, isn't it?
Tom,
is
Tom.
Is there a new one? I'm not sure. Am I making it up or... I don't know. It might be, you know, so...
Tom, I saw a picture of you. Mikey sent us a picture of you with an Ewok earlier on. What is the story behind that? Because I know you've got E.T. in the house, right? But have you been investing in Ewoks with your profits?
It was for the new Star Wars film, Rogue One. And me and Charlie Lightning went there. It was 12 o'clock. And they had Ewoks outside. So I took a photo of an Ewok, you know.
That was it? Beautiful. Of course you did. Serge, you're rolling your eyes there. You've had so many Star Wars conversations at 4 o'clock in the morning. You've just got no love left for it.
No, I can't believe Tom can remember that. The story. Like, I'm just imagining this guy. I don't remember that.
I was pretty big, though.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Fucking not an Ewok. You know, I'm not straight, am I, you know?
Gentlemen, I've been following you around the world for a long time now, 13 years. I hope I've still got stuff to ask you, because it has been a long time, but it just keeps coming and coming and coming. And this year, it's looking like the proper zenith, you know, the peak of what you've been building up for. Reading and Leeds, Transmit, huge gigs still to come.
Yeah, we were talking about this, we've been talking a lot in the last few weeks about a lot of things.
About yourselves.
Promoting.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah.
But I think we're peaking.
Yeah.
I think we're peaking.
Keep saying that.
We're peaking.
Peaking's a new word, isn't it? Peaking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. The live shows we've done, and the songs we have, and then these new tunes are special. It's a special record.
You know, strip all the stuff away, all the promo away, all the gigs, all the rest of it, I see where your family is and the family you've got around you at work as well. And it's a really special thing to see you reaching this point in your career, six albums in, because it just doesn't happen that very often for acts anymore, does it, to get that far into a career? It's epic. It's
20 years would mean Serge have been together since we were boys, man.
It's like a marriage, isn't it?
Well, it is. I keep saying it.
Still busy
in
the bedroom.
Bad. We had to work on it, though. We had to work on our marriage to make things better. You know, that's obvious. But like all things. But no, you know, I mean, when I think about it, 20 years with me and Dibs, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, come on. You know, it's pretty good.
Because people keep asking, you know, you fell in love with a psycho, right? It's not about women at all. It's about each other, is it not?
Yeah.
It's about your mates. It's about all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the great thing about that song. It talks to us all.
Yeah, it's caused trouble in my house.
Yeah,
you find yourself just singing it along, and the missus is like, "Oh yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
Is that me or you?"
But I think we've all individually been in a spot of bother because of what Kasebe and do with our other halves. But it's maybe a chance for us all to apologise now to the nation for maybe sometimes enjoying ourselves a bit too much. Nah, it's not bad.
No, don't apologise, you know.
One thing that keeps coming across in the music in the new album is the word joyous, right? Upbeat, happiness, all of that carry on. It does really feel like this is going to lift the summer, this Kasebian record.
Yeah, I mean, it was finished before last summer, but we sort of missed the slot. So we thought, we knew it was a summer record, and it meant that we could go on holiday as well, which is pretty special.
It was one big holiday, wasn't it?
We saved it because we knew it was a summer record. But I think it's really hard. Like, one of the hardest things to do is write uplifting music, because you naturally don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean? Naturally, you just want to be all sad and that.
And Noel Gallagher.
You come into a room and go, "I got a tune," it's like everyone's like, "Oh man."
It's a very British thing, isn't
down,
it?
Man.
In Noel Gallagher's bathroom, there's a picture of you two in Ibiza. And it just sort of that spirit of, and him, obviously, not just you two in Ibiza.
Yeah, that euphoric shot. Am I in it?
Yeah. It's the spirit of...
I think it might be Zane Lowe in the middle.
Yeah, are you sure I'm in it? Because there's a lot of big eyes on there, ain't there?
He's got one of me and you and the Jill Fermanowski took that outside the mic.
Sweating and cuddling and all the rest of it. When we were at the forum other night, you dedicated the song to Mike Pickering as well, who is sort of one of the dons of the Hacienda era, isn't he? Acid House, and you dedicate it to him. He is a big part of the Kasebian family as well.
He is, been with us since like 05, first, let me know, 04, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've dedicated so many songs to him, and he's so Mancunian, he's like, "Mate," and I sort of bound over, and he's like, "No, I've been in it, man, no, in the back, you know." And then so this time I said his name about 15 times, and he actually come over and went, "I heard it tonight."
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was amazing.
I was standing behind him when you did it. If you didn't do it, you'd know all about it as well.
I didn't the next night. He goes, "Where was it, man? Where was your dedication?"
Well, you know what, right? This is for Mike Pickering, the star of M People.
Who's doing that? No. Yeah.
Tom, you've got to search for the hero inside yourself. Yeah,
great tune, man. I love
that. We'll say that. Right, this is the most upbeat song this summer is going to hear. Bless This Acid House on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Bless This Acid House by Kasebian on Radio X. This is the Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. There's some pogoing going on. You can see it on Facebook Live right now. Serge, is that an opener or an encore song?
Oh, it's an odd one. We talked about this, haven't we?
We have. I'm feeling opening the set with that, but I mean, it might be just a little too big. But no, it's definitely going to... Could open it.
Yes.
See that Transmit Festival
day. Oh, in Glasgow in the rain.
Drop the mic.
Oh, man.
Magic. I've seen some magical Kasebian gigs over the years. Big ones, small ones, hot, cold, all that carry on. Wait. But I remember you telling me a story years ago about the worst gig that you played that ended up being the best gig. I don't know if you remember this, Tom, but I think it was, you were on first at a festival and there was actually nobody there at all. I think you told me this.
I can't remember.
And you came on and you said, "Well, let's just pretend it's Wembley." And it turned out to be one of the best gigs you've ever played.
Tina Park, we were panicking.
It was, and it was on a hill and it was raining. And so people were running to get in and they were skidding down the hill. You know, when you chase, that festival, they chase cheese down a hill. People just falling over trying to get to
it. Wasn't cheese, mate. What's the worst gig you've ever played, Serge? Come on.
The worst?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There's a few, ain't there?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this will nail it. So we played Stoke in a place called The Avoid.
Yeah.
Right. Was it The Avoid?
It's called The Void.
But I call it The Avoid. It's an awful place. So what's happened is we gave it the big and turned up with our kit.
Yeah.
And nobody watched us apart from the owner, wasn't it? And that was it. And we still went on there and we had a kit nicked as well, didn't we?
We bought a new MPC. It's cost us everything we had, and it got nicked that night.
There's somebody in Stoke with it right now going, what does this do?
honestly, it was just, I think it was the manager, wasn't it? And we were like, on this horrible wooden stage, it's been made up by someone, and we still went, oh no, it was Wembley, so it was even better.
Him and his cat. Gentlemen, we're on Facebook Live right now. If you want to watch, you can do that. We're on until 9 o'clock. If you want to send some questions in, send some questions in. Serge is going to draw Tom, and Tom is going to draw Serge, and the challenge behind the scenes, the resulting artwork will be auctioned for charity. That's I reckon it'll make a fortune. You gonna stick around, boys?
Yes.
No, that's a relief. All right, Tom.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This week, Tennent's Lager is toasting the great and good of Scottish music. As a tribute to Scotland's incredible music talent, they have nominated four artists to receive four golden cans across 4 days. So the Scottish icons are Mogwai, Jack Master, Franz Ferdinand and Hudson Mohawk. They're all receiving cans from the brewer this week. They're joining Trainspotting author and my hero Irvin Welsh, as well as friends of the Evening Show Biffy Clyro, as they enter the prestigious Golden Can Hall of Fame. How about that? Irvin was presented with the inaugural can in January ahead of the T2 Trainspotting premiere, and Biffy scooped their can on the 15th anniversary of their debut LP Black and Sky back in March. I got very excited about both of them on the Evening Show. Tennent's will award future Golden Cans to those who make an outstanding contribution to Scottish culture over the coming months. So Glasgow's Franz Ferdinand, they've sold 3 million albums worldwide. They responded, as you'd expect, with their hands aloft celebrating with a foaming can of Tennent's Lager pouring a claw across their skinny jeans. They said, cheers for the golden can. It looks great on the shelf next to all the empties. We appreciate being appreciated, and it's good to be in this company, especially beside Irvin and Biffy. We look forward to seeing who joins us next. Maybe Lemmy, Orange Juice, or Claire Grogan, Gregor Fisher, all the greats. I wonder who is next on the list, a sportsman, a politician, or what about a former newspaper man who's on the radio 6 days a week and has drunk more Tennent's Lager than Mogwai, Biffy and Franz Ferdinand put together, eh? Eh? You'll notice I left Irvin Welsh out of that list, by the way, because I've never, ever, I never will drink more Tennent's Lager than him. Right, in honour of this huge triumph, this is Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. So if you're
lonely, Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So every Monday night on Radio X, I like to delve a little bit deeper into an album we all know and love. And tonight, it's U2 and the Joshua Tree. Can you believe that it's 30 years old? That's absolutely incredible. It was released on Island Records. And to mark the occasion, U2 are going on tour this summer, playing huge, huge dates in the UK, all across Europe, heading off to South America as well with Noel Gallagher as a support act. It's going to be massive, and quite rightly as well, because there are so many big songs on that album to celebrate. In the UK, it was number one. And more impressively, it was the first number one in the USA with two huge number one singles. What a track list as well. Where the Streets Have No Name, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, With or Without You, Red Hill Mining Town, One Tree Hill. It's just a ridiculous collection of brilliant, brilliant songs. And it's for a lot of people, it was the moment that U2 really stopped being a pretty cool Irish band and became a massive pop behemoth. And the Rolling Stone described it at the time, 30 years ago, the world success of the Joshua Tree transformed U2 into the biggest band on the planet. And it was actually, even in terms of the number of records they sold, the biggest band on the planet. They sold over 25 million copies worldwide, won the Grammy for Album of the Year, and Brian Eno co-produced it, he added his magic dust to it. But it was all about scope and ambition, width and depth. I've just come back from Utah this year, and just listening to that album while I was out there, you can understand exactly where the sound came from. It was all about that massive expanse. It was Bono celebrating American and Irish roots as well, because at that time he'd only really been inspired by a lot of Irish or British punk. So going out there, spending time with the Rolling Stones, understanding American blues, it really got into their heads. And I tell you what as well, that before that they'd been a little bit more ambient. They had that album, The Unforgettable Fire, but this one got really hard hitting, and there's a lot of politics in it as well. The album was meant to be called The Two Americas. It was meant to be a double album, but in the end it was just one. And it was about Bono having a pop. He said, I started to see two Americas, the mythic America and the real America. Producer Vin, you're a big fan of it as well, you know.
It's really good. For me, it's the album when The Edge really becomes The Edge. Do you know what I mean? Like, he has that delay on his guitar, and it sounds like how you now think of how The Edge sounds. And it's just so big. It's so such a wide scope. It's so deep. It's just this sort of sonic landscape. It's amazing.
Because a lot of wailing guitars up until that point, but it just seemed to be a little bit more focused and polished.
Well, yeah, because it's late 80s, isn't it? At the time, it's sort of Aerosmith. You have this guy who's not really even playing the guitar, he's just playing the pedal.
Well, so if you think back to Live Aid, they kind of played there, didn't they? And
it was a sort of an announcement that you two were on the stage, but this was the moment where musically, I think, with all those singles, they really did make their mark. So if you remember 2 weeks ago, Record Store Day as well, you two did a very, very wise thing and released a very special edition of Red Hill Mining Town. It was reworked by Steve Lillywhite, who produced the band's critically acclaimed debut, Boy, but the song is superb. It was famously the single that never was. It was originally discussed as the second single from the Joshua Tree, but it was got imagine being put to one side by another song, something as good as that, but it fell in favour of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. But it gives us a chance to play a very special Record Store Day re-release of that song, Red Hill Mining Town. That's coming up in just a second, but first, on Classic Albums, on the Evening Show here at Radio X, this is Where the Streets Have No Name.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic Album of the Week.
X.
Absolutely epic, Red Hill Mining Town. Before that, Where the Streets Have No Name from the Joshua Tree. I cannot wait to go and see you two live this summer, whether it's Twickenham or, if I can persuade my missus, Bogota in Colombia. I doubt it. That's dedicated to Paul Smirnitsky, U2 superfan, who sent loads of facts. And he's also sent us some pictures from the original Joshua Tree tour programme, which are beautiful. Have a look at that at Radio X. And here are some other little facts U2 superfan Paul has sent us. How about this? Number one, right? Kirsty MacColl did the running order. The band told her the first and the last track, and she filled the rest in. What an honour that is to be handed.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's a great woman, Kirsty MacColl, wasn't she? What a great, great woman. This is a good one as well. True fact, the album cover wasn't shot at the Joshua Tree. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that. What I don't know is where it was shot, but yeah. I'd imagine it was at a random, better-looking area of the desert, right? This is another good one as well. The biggest hit they had at the time was The Sweetest Thing, which was a B-side. It was the flip side of Where the Streets Have No Name. I like this one as well. The great lost song from the Joshua Tree was called Woman Fish, and it was performed once on Irish telly and never heard or seen again. There's a bit of a mystery for you. And this is my favourite one of the whole thing, right? On the first Joshua Tree tour, you two supported themselves at a gig, right? They dressed up in wigs and pretended to be a country band called the Dalton Brothers.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that either. The Dalton Brothers. I'm going to have to go look that up. Apparently, there is a clip on YouTube, which we'll maybe post as well if we can find it. That was Classic Albums tonight, the Joshua Tree. You two are going out on tour with that this summer all around the world. And if you haven't got a ticket, I'm sure you can buy, beg, borrow, or steal one, because it will be one not to be missed. We'll be doing Classic Albums every Monday night. If you've got a suggestion, get in touch, 83936 and at Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smith.
I'm going to start again.
That was Club Foot Kasabian on Radio X. Says it's just a warm-up attempt at painting.
Man, I'm starting again. I hate
painting
it.
A picture of Tom. Quite a lot of ginger in there. He does have Irish roots.
I was doing.
Yeah.
I did the face too wide and I couldn't save it.
It threw you, didn't it? The wide face.
What's going on there, mate?
That's a massive picture, man, to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thomas, you're up next. You're going to have to deliver
Thomas
the goods as well.
Good. Yeah, I'll get Serge.
You can have another crack if you want.
Yeah, give me another go. It's not fair, is it?
Get more canvassing. Right, okay, we're going to play a game, boys, right? Tom, you like a game, don't you?
Yes, of course I do.
Serge, you love a game. You're a sport billy. You like nothing more than a little sort of guess the football strip.
Love that, man. Anything
like that. Right.
Game.
Here's a little game, right? We just played Club Foot for you. Now, this is the bit that I love about that song more than anything. That's only two voices, isn't it? Just you two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know how that arised?
Go
on. Do you want the story?
I do want
the
to
studio
know
the story. So, because he was so badly recorded, it was just literally a 50p mic, you know, going into the amp, and it was so loud in the bedroom that the mic was picking up the song as well as the guitar. So when you listen back to it, it had this sort of distorted thing that sounded like oosh. So it was like, that's a good noise.
And that was it, the penny dropped.
Right, we need to do that. And then it became what it is today.
Yeah. Well, it's a signature thing, isn't it?
There's
your oosh, Tom.
Oosh!
Ben, come on, give us an oosh.
Oosh.
Oh, wow.
Oosh. There's mine, right? Okay. Good. So,
interesting, that was
it's a great bit of music. It sounds, it's unmistakably Kasabian, right? It's just, it's yes. you. It sums up the last 10 years or so, right? When you hear it, you have to do your own version, right? So, I want your official Kasabian oosh ratings for other songs. Now, it's not exactly the same as an oosh, but it's kind of a similar sentiment in other songs, and you get where I'm coming from. Okay. You are the masters of oosh. Right, it's up to you to judge these songs. I want you to rate it out of 10 according to where you think it is on the oosh scale. Right, okay, Vin, here we go. Okay. Let's crack on. Song 2 plus.
That's a 10, that's good.
It's a 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10, yeah, yeah.
You're having can't that one. Right, that. Let's give us another one. Thunderstruck.
Who's this?
It's AC/DC.
Oh, wow.
Thunderstruck.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 for AC/DC.
Yeah.
They'll be disappointed with that. Here's
I love
another
that
one.
Band, but you know, sometimes yeah. you can't get everything. Can
raise your oosh.
Oh.
What else we got?
Oh.
It's a more gentle oosh.
Yeah, it's a 10.
It's Lennon, so
it's
yeah.
a 10. It's a 10.
It's all about the percussive nature of it. That, that's, that's good.
It's a subtle zhoop. Yeah. It's a reverse
exactly.
oosh, isn't
it's
it?
Good. That's a 10.
Right, what else we got, Vim? Not so much a noosh, it's an
ah, yeah, don't yeah. count. That,
we're going to disqualify that one from
nah,
you.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not oosh, is it?
You're, not, listen, you are the masters of oosh.
It's not like Prodigy, you've got them.
Oh,
you got any
Diesel Power.
Yeah, oh, I thought you'd have that, yeah.
Diesel
yeah,
Power.
Yeah.
I did suggest that. I was told it wouldn't fit on the old Radio X playlist tonight.
Oh, oh wow.
I just dropped you. Our hands are tight. It wasn't Finn. We've got another one for you. Come on.
What empire, actually? No, yeah, yeah.
We thought we'd throw you.
I give Davey Boy about 8.
Davey Boy an 8?
Yeah.
That's massive.
I quite like Davey Boy. Leave him alone. He's all right, man. Davey Boy.
Davey Boy.
Davey Boy.
Right, we've got one more.
Full marks, my friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You supported the Rolling Stones in Italy, did you not? Way back
yeah,
in the day.
Way back in the day.
Nice.
What was it like bumping into Mick and Keith and all that backstage? Come on.
It's very surreal. Who said it? It's it's a long story, mate. Yeah. It was surreal. It was like a Disney moment. You know, they come out of like a door from the ground, they arrive, then you have your moment, and that was it. You said hello, and that was about
you
it.
You get 30 seconds.
You get 30
photo.
Seconds. It's Disneyland, man.
Memento photo.
Wow.
Which our bass player Dibs has got up in his kitchen, I think.
Yeah, it's massive. You got Stakey Boy with his arm up with massive sweatpants. It's massive.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That's Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart. This is the Evening Show. Tom, I don't think I've ever been introduced like that before.
No, what were they going to say exactly?
Oh, I dread to think. Something about you've been dying today anyway.
And I feel better now.
Facebook Live is on right now. If you want to watch Kasabian, you can see them. They're sitting up opposite me right now. Serge just had his second attempt at drawing Tom in the charity EZL. What's the Leicester version of an easel? Bad joke. It's a bad joke.
Oh, it's
terrible. Wow, wow, it's terrible.
You're going to go next, Tom, so you got your chance to get some revenge.
I've drawn Liam Howlett for some reason.
Me.
Yeah, you can do it the same bit there.
Mastered, naked.
Gentlemen, I've got to ask you this. So I'm writing a book called Slash Gordon, which is based on the most famous people I've bumped into at a urinal, okay? Mine was Sean Connery. I wonder who his was. And the idea is to carry the book on. Okay. Tom Meehan, who's the most famous person you have stood beside that urinal?
This is not a lie on my kid's life. That's massive. I went to Chiquito's for a booze up and some food way back when I was 17, 18. I thought I was the man, loads of cocktails. John Major pulled up outside. He must have been on some conservative, you know, kind of trip around Leicester. Yeah. He's gone in, everyone's like, that's John Major, and he has his wife Norma with him.
It's a lookalike, mate.
I'm telling you, and I'm in the toilet, and I swear to God, I'm like, wow. And he went, Chelsea won today. I swear to God.
How
did your team get on? Because he supports Chelsea, I swear to God. I swear to God. I would never lie. Everyone, you know, still don't believe it. I've sworn on my kid's life.
Thomas, what was in those cocktails?
something quite powerful, mate. But no, but like, yeah, you still don't believe me, do you, Serge?
I do know you.
But I swear, you can't write it. Chiquito's.
Tom, all credit to you. That is one of the best Slash Gordons we have
ever had. He said Chelsea won today. I can't get it out of my head. You know?
Superb. Absolutely brilliant. Tom, you can still watch Kasabian on Facebook Live. you might want to see if John Major wants to corroborate that story as well. Chiquito's in Leicester.
Yeah, I swear, Meridian.
Not even
Park.
London, Leicester.
I swear to God. Only me, though, isn't
it? Radio. X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart. This is the evening show on Radio X. I'm about to play a little bit of Twin Atlantic, a great Scottish band. And I've got to tell you a story about this, right? Because I got the gig doing the voiceover for their last album. Now, anybody who knows Twin Atlantic will know that it's not the most difficult voiceover gig in the world for that album, because it was made up of three letters, G, L, and A. Now, if you've never seen Stephen Toast and Toast of London, go and check it out. It's about a really frustrated voiceover artist called Stephen Toast. It's a brilliant, brilliant series. And there's one episode where he has to say one word repeatedly, yes, and he gets some direction from a character called Clem Fandango, who says things like, can you just give us that yes again, but just with a little bit more emotion, yes, and it goes on like that. It's a brilliant, brilliant episode. But I found myself in this surreal situation on behalf of Twin Atlantic, trying to do the voiceover for them with this Clem Fandango character giving me direction. All I had to say for 45 minutes were the letters G, L, A. And Clem Fandango in the room was saying things like, that's wonderful, Gordon, the G, but can you just give us a little bit more Sir Alex Ferguson? So I found myself looking at this bloke through glass window going, G! Getting really angry at him. L! Can you just tone down the anger, please, in the L? We need something a little bit more consistent with just the right level of violence. What does that mean? So GLA. Anyway, it was the most surreal 45 minutes from my life. And anybody who says voiceover work isn't hard, it was the most bizarre thing I've ever had to do. Anyway, that was surreal, but the album was great. This is Twin Atlantic and a song from that album. This is Whispers.
All I hear are whispers.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This feeling. Track of the week.
Radio X.
That was Muse on Radio X. This is the evening show with me, Gordon Smart. And now it's time to do This Feeling's Track of the Week. But what is This Feeling? It's an amazing indie club where all sorts of shenanigans go on. It promotes up-and-coming guitar bands. And it's your chance to see indie headliners before they make it big. Catfish, Blossoms, Viola Beach all got an early break there. And I'm pleased to say real characters, proper indie veterans like Carlos Barrett, come along every now and again and enjoy himself. I'm very pleased to say that Cal Barrett is here right now. How are you, Carlos? You okay?
Yeah, good, thank you. Not bad, Gordon. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, not bad. Last time I saw you, we were filming a TV show, This Feeling TV, and you were chucking tellies out of a window.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from that, actually.
You said so. You hadn't been too well. I hope it's nothing to do with last week's shenanigans.
Nah, it's nothing to do with that. No, I'm used to that. I feel like I've been in a ring with
Joshua.
Pitchkill or someone. Yeah, better a pair of them. I'm making a superhuman effort. I would have been there otherwise.
Oh, listen, Carlos, I'm just glad that you've managed to come on tonight. Tell me a little bit about the Jackals, by the way, because you've been gone for about 4 years now, and it's always good to hear you talking about your passion for it, because everybody thinks about the Libertines, but this is a big, big deal for you as well, isn't it, the Jackals?
Yeah, it's something I've put a lot of heart and a lot of time in, and I think it's got a real chemistry with me and the boys, and it's been tough for them, because I've had to go, all right, boys, I'm going to go to Libertines. I am coming back. Trust me, we're going to do this. And I've been saying that for so long, and we've been building, and now we're finally doing it. So, it's just good to be in that place.
Yeah, but there's a real chemistry with you and the boys, isn't there? Because, you know, you kind of auditioned a band for it, didn't you, 4 years ago, but you've definitely now got a proper understanding amongst you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty rigorous audition process. I mean, it was more about auditioning sort of personality and chemistry than whether they can play a song on the guitar or whatever.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm so happy with the choices. Everyone still believes in it totally and is excited as they were then. I think they're just really waiting to get let out of the traps. I mean, we all are, really. So I've just got to tell the Libertines to wait while I do the Jackals now. It's a tough life, isn't it?
Can you tell us a little bit about this song as well, the track of the week? It's called Sister. What's the inspiration for it, and tell me about it?
It was a co-write, it's not me singing, actually. It's Billy singing. All the boys have got voices, and Billy's got a bit of a blistering face melter of a voice, and I thought that sort of lent itself really well to the track. And it's, I guess it's to do with sort of mental health. I did it, there was a charity called Wasted Youth, who I think were part of Calm, who we did a gig in a prison 4 years ago. And having a song called What a Waster, it made me, the words always resonated with me in its many permutations. And the chorus, obviously, is Everybody's Wasted. So that's basically what it's about in a cursory way.
Yeah, you've teed it up perfectly for us, Carlos. Right, this is Carl Barat and the Jackals and the brand new single for This Feeling. Track of the week, it's Sister.
This Feeling, track of the week.
Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So that was This Feeling's track of the week. It's Carbara and the Jackals, and the song is called Sister, an absolute belter. Let me know what you think of that, 83936 and at Radio X. I'm very pleased to say Carbara is still on the phone as well. Carlos, you have got an incredibly busy summer ahead. How are you going to manage having children, being engaged, all of that kind of stuff, as well as doing the Jackals and the Libertines?
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it, really. Keeps the wolf from the door.
Yeah.
Really, it'd be great. I'm looking forward to it. I love it all. So, I've got to get as much as I can.
Yeah, I mean, aren't you an organised person, or do you have people around you who just keep you on the straight and narrow?
Not at all. But a bit of both, I suppose. Yeah. But actually, no, I'm not organised at all.
Yeah. Perhaps you're not the best man then to open a hotel, because you did tell us at This Feeling TV that you are a Libertines hotel is on the way.
Well, yeah, but in the same way that Basil Fawlty is probably not the best man to open a hotel. But yeah, it's more of a sort of creative place than a hotel, essentially. But it will be a hotel as well.
Yeah.
But a studio, I mean, first and foremost, someone to write and record the album, and then just get all of our creative projects under one roof. And a bit like the factory, sort of Andy Warhol vibe, I guess. Yeah,
and it'll be kind of a hotbed for other bands as well to come along and get creative.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we certainly want to embrace that, for sure.
On Libertines business as well, your headline in the World Live show, that's at Tranmere Rovers Stadium. That's a big one as well. Do you put a lot of rehearsal time into the Libertines shows for this summer?
It's funny, actually, just talking about this. We're saying, doesn't matter how long you book, we're only going to do 2 hours. They're saying, well, should we book you a week? Or should we book you a... I don't know, we'll get a couple of hours in. That's kind of all we managed to ever get done, really. But yeah, it's usually enough. Keeps it. You'll be done to contaminate our purity with too much rehearsal.
That's exactly how you want it to be. That's the whole beauty of the Libertines. Carlos, I've got to ask you something. I'm writing a book called Slash Gordon, right? And it's about the most famous people I've stood beside at a urinal. And the whole idea is that it carries on like a chain. So mine was Sean Connery. I wonder who his was. Maybe it was, I don't know, Frank Sinatra. And it goes on and on and on. You're bound to have a great story for me here, Carlos. Who is the most famous person you've encountered at a urinal?
Well, there's been quite a few urinal encounters, but the one that springs to mind first and foremost is actually Larry David. Do you know the guy?
Yes! Curb Your Enthusiasm! Amazing.
Yeah, we were in the same building. We were recording in a sort of advertising place, which is a bit bizarre, with Dirty Pretty things. And it was also his office. And and I couldn't believe it one day. I think I'm still up in the studio the next morning. An absolute horror to look at. And I sort of lumbered over to the urinal do my business, and I looked over, and there was a little man there looking absolutely horrified, and it was none other than Larry David, whose hand I then went to shake before approaching the taps, and he just recoiled in terror.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is the best Slash Gordon we've ever had. Carl Barat, thank you so much for coming on tonight. All the very best of the Libertines, with the hotel, with the engagement, and also Carl Barat and the Jackals. The new single Sister is absolutely superb. Thanks, Carlos.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
We have got a wonderful piece of artwork developing behind this. Tom, the psychology of what's happening in Kasabian is fascinating here. We've got a vulnerable Serge Pisano naked from the neck down in a position like he's defending a shot in football.
Yeah, or like he's being strip searched where his arms would be up. Yeah, you know? He's got a sad face. No, I can't.
You've given him a perm as well.
I think it's good.
Pen.
It's just really
it's
good.
It's all right,
man.
It took 2 seconds,
which is unfortunate.
Yeah. The nudity's added an extra couple of
thousand
pounds to the value.
Free kicking me like he's in a war, you mean?
Yeah.
Wow. Defending.
Gentlemen, Serge, you predicted the best of British winner on the Radio X poll, which was an incredible feat. You said that Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody would win. Congratulations, you spotted it.
Oh, wow, did you?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. He called it.
I'm not saying well done. Wow.
He understands the British people. We've got a message here. From Tracy in Bingley, and she said, hi, Gordon. She's in Bingley. Hi, Gordon. I'm a massive fan of Kasabian. Well, we asked the boys what track they would wish they had written or produced. So, Serge, if you could have written or produced any other song, what would it be and why?
Son of a Preacher Man, Dusty Springfield.
Written.
I think the song and the production,
yeah,
it's the best ever of all time.
Incredible,
you listen
incredible
to that, everything about that is perfect.
Good choice, very good choice. Tom, if you could perform any song by an artist other than Kasabian, what would it be and why?
Stand By Me by Benny King.
That's a great choice as well.
It's a great song.
It's a brilliant song.
I've got giggles, man.
Can you sing it now?
No.
That's a shame. Alright, I tell you what, Serge predicted the winner of the Best of British poll. It was Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, and this is it on Radio X.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? fantasy.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Sorry, go for it. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody on Radio X. That was predicted.
Let Freddie have his say. And the gong.
You know what? If you've got a spare 2 hours, watch the Channel 5 documentary.
Are you obsessed with it? Ain't
obsessed
you?
With it.
Really?
Absolutely obsessed.
You were just not having no.
It's unbelievable, mate. the cheapness of budget, mate, yeah. Just adds to the beauty
that
of it.
That song got its debut in this building, in this studio. About
you're kidding 20, me.
Yeah, yeah. Kenny Everett, apparently.
Everett?
Kenny Everett played it.
What a legend.
You were having a wee discussion there about the album sleeve there. What were you thinking? Queen.
It's a family portrait.
Like a family portrait. Yeah. It's always missing as a little dog in the middle.
Jez, I've been really lucky in my time. I have some amazing, special moments, right, seeing you around the world. And Tom, actually, one thing that I'll never forget for the rest of my life was when we went to see Paul McCartney and we recreated the Band on the Run album sleeve.
Yeah,
it was an amazing moment, that, wasn't it? And what was that? What, stuff like that, you know, are those the pinch yourself moments and the beautiful sort of things that this job brings.
So I did an interview with him, didn't I? Yeah. I had to be proper on it, and I was so nervous. And I think I got big the night before, which didn't help. So I've got anxiety so bad, and I'm like, what have I just done? And I'm sweating. And I thought it was going to be loads of journalists. It was just me on my own with McCartney.
Wow. Did you write the questions down on that one?
I knew what I was going to say to him already. I'm on the ball, you know, but like, wow, man, sweating, all the cameras are on me. And But you were wonderful, you were lovely. And that we did recreation of the cover, didn't we?
And every time I've got up in the bathroom.
My mum and dad have got it at the Hair House.
It's
with
a beautiful thing. Yeah,
it's
and I always wondered, why weren't you there that day, Serge? I could never understand why you weren't there.
I think...
It was a big night.
No, I was still
so
out.
So big, you didn't want to come.
I think the album,
Band on the Run, isn't it? That's what it was.
Yeah.
My mum knew it loads, and I knew it as a kid, you see. Yeah. That's why.
I think I bottled it as well. I think really? It was too big for me, that, man. Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
I did well. You seen the interview? Yeah, it's massive. Brilliant. My eyes are like proper...
You
do that, my head.
If it all goes wrong.
Because as part of Best of British, Tom, you predicted that Strawberry Fields Forever would probably be number one in the poll that we did. But it didn't quite make it. I think it was in the top 20, wasn't it? But
what?
Tom, yeah.
You're kidding me.
I know, exactly.
What, Strawberry Fields Forever?
Yeah, Kasabian knocked it out. That's
well,
all right,
yeah, I can argue with that, but come on, you serious?
This is it. This is the Beatles. Strawberry Fields Forever on Radio X.
Love you, Gordon.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Tom, we're just talking about a special moment with the Beatles, right? But what I want to know about, and can you paint a picture for us, take us inside the Kasabian camp. What is that moment like when Serge presents the songs to you for the first time and says, right, Tom,
do you know
what's
like
go.
A love letter?
Is it?
And I'm not... you can laugh, you know, as much as you want, but it's just kind of like, here's what I've got, and this is what I'm going to give you to sing. And it just makes you feel amazing because... I've got to sing his songs he's written. You know, I'm not saying love letters, you know, I'm in love with you. What I'm trying to say is it's like give him his heart and his work.
Yeah.
And I've got to sing it, you know. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so really paint a picture for us. So where are you when this happens and how does it, what's the dynamic of it? What does it look like?
The great thing about this album in particular is I didn't sort of say anything. We sort of finished touring and then... We all sort of disappear for a bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've sort of been with each other so long.
Yeah, don't see each other.
So we all disappear. And so I had this mad idea of trying to do it really quickly.
Yeah.
And guitar, you know, just get the guitar, get the piano. So I finished, I've got these tunes, and then I rang Tom up. It was the most satisfying thing. I go, bro, who are you, mate? And he's like, yeah, good, man. Are you up to? Yeah, just doing a bit of mooching about. I've written an album, mate. And he went, what? I said, yeah, I think it's done. And he went, what?
And then, are you for and real? Like
10 minutes later, I went round his house and he was going, "What's going on? Like, I don't understand." And then
we've written an album, and I might expect a phone call. I thought he was going to say, "Tom, how's things? You know, how's Mimi? You know, you're all right." Now I got an album. I was like, "Are you kidding? What?" And he showed me Psycho, which blew me out of the water. I was like, what the hell is this?
So this is in your living room, in your house, Tom.
I think,
Serge is there.
Yeah, you did.
What's that emotion like for you then, Serge? At that point, you press play and watch Tom.
Yeah,
I know what's going to happen because I'm just going to fall in love with it. You know what I mean? Straight. As soon as I hear the first chords and the melody, then I just know, Gogs. You know what I mean? I'm Serge's best fan.
Yeah.
You know?
But what were you, Serge? You know, when you press play and you look at him, because, you know, you've been through a lot in the last couple of years, right? So that was a special moment for you. Here you go. What was that like for you?
The drive round's funny because you sort of, you think, I don't know, like, no, I suppose you're a little nervous.
You never think that, though, you know, but,
there's a little, you know, this is, and it's also liberating going, okay, no, we're on now, yeah. You know, and I also in deep down know that it's good, and it's like, you know, like, we're going to make another record, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah, and this is album 6, right? In 6. Almost exactly 3 hours' time, this album will be available for Radio X listeners and all the punters in the country, and you hand those songs over. Now, 6 albums in, is the excitement still the same? What's different about it from first time to this time?
I feel more excited about this one than any other.
Yeah.
I think because we've stayed in the game, you know, you know, like, and each time, I suppose the first few, you don't really appreciate how difficult it is for anyone to buy your records. You just kind of go, well, you put them out, who cares, you know. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, no, yeah, this is, it's sort of huge and really proud of this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we get number one, it'd be 5 in a row, and there ain't many bands that have done that.
5 in a row. I can see the excitement in you about the 12 o'clock thing, you know. And Tom, for you, you're staring down the barrel of 70 live dates. This is your moment. This is the stuff you live for. You know, what's coursing through your veins right now, other than anything else?
Survival.
Yeah.
Arrabbiata.
Survival of the fittest, Gordon. I just can't wait, you know.
Yeah.
Just get out there and you know, do what I do and surge in the boys, you know, because that's where it's at on stage. You know, like these little gigs we did, you know, in London, especially London and that, and they were wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what I live for. If you take that away from me, you might as well cut off my nuts. Do you know what I mean? Because that is my life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And those gigs last week, 2 weeks ago at the Forum, were incredible. We're going to play some of those live songs later on. So I'm sure the Radio X punters are really looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
It's a special night, Sabre and Knight, and not long to go, 3 hours until we play that song. Now, Tom was mentioning we had that special moment with Paul McCartney, but Serge, something happened last year that I thought was really incredible, right? And the hair stood up in the back of my neck. We went to see the Usain Bolt movie. Now, he is an icon, right? He's one of the greats. He will go down in history as the fastest man, right? He's an incredible athlete. And we went down to watch the film. I was sitting beside you, and the key moment in that film, the peak of that film, is when he breaks the world record and wins the 200 metres, and the song, the soundtrack to that moment in history was Fire.
You're
and
it was me.
Magical.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it was magical. And wow. I looked around and I just caught you and you had this massive smile on your face. What was that like for you to witness that?
Yeah, I mean, it is, I don't know, it's hard to, there are little moments every time that you just can't quite sort of get it into your head, because especially the way they'd cut it, you know, there was his family and then, you know, back home in Jamaica, but it looks so good.
Yeah.
We are the best montage band in the world. What a montage, come and see me, you know what I mean?
I'm so sorry, I had no idea that was on there. I'm so sorry, I'm going to go out and buy it.
You should watch it.
Sorry, I had no idea. You didn't tell me, anyway.
It's a really special moment, you've got to watch it.
You forgot it happened.
Serge, Tom, it's been a real pleasure having you in tonight. It's Kasabian night. We've got loads still to come, including the live tracks recorded at the Forum, which are really special. The album comes at midnight as well. John Kennedy's doing Exposure, and he's doing a proper album playback, JFK. He is doing that. It's been a pleasure having you, and best of luck with the album. 6 albums in, huge live dates. It's an exciting time, boys.
Gordon, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you, boys, and playing us out tonight. This is Usain Bolt's favourite song. We've decided that. Ladies and gentlemen, Kasabian, Fire.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast on Radio X. You have been listening to Gordon Smart and producer Vin. If you enjoyed that, please leave a review. And if you don't, well, good luck to you.
Radio X.